Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We talked a little bit earlier, you know, marijuana, cannabis is legal in the state of Connecticut. You'd imagine with something like this, you know, it introduces it to the product to the state, gets settled in, a little expensive at first, prices moderate. But that hasn't happened in Connecticut. In fact, prices, I believe, last month were at the highest they've ever been. And just want to talk a little bit more about this with Jordan Fenster from CT Insider. Actually, he's got a bunch of bylines on a couple things we want to talk about. But this is what the original ask was for, so we'll start with that. Jordan, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. Good morning to you.
Thanks for coming on. We appreciate you getting up early. Well, I don't know what time you get up, so maybe it's late for you. Listen, why? Because you're counterintuitive. I always think about like plasma TVs. They're $5,000, and then 3 years later, they're $500. I thought that the prices would moderate here in Connecticut, but yet they're peaking. Why is that?
So, I mean, I think, first of all, you have to remember, you're right, plasma TVs were cheaper 3 years later. It hasn't been 3 years since the legal cannabis market's been out. So
true.
It's still a pretty short time period. But, you know, I think that regulators were really trying to prevent what happened in Massachusetts and in at least in some parts of Massachusetts, where you know the price of cannabis really plummeted. They had they have an unlimited license state up there, so you can, you know, basically there's no cap on the number of licenses for growers or for retailers, and so the price plummeted. So they limited the number of cultivators. They allowed the number of retailers to grow. So there's, you know, it's a supply and demand issue. And remember, licensed dispensaries are not the only places that you can get cannabis. I can go to Massachusetts. I can buy from my dealer from 10 years ago, who probably is still growing. you know, I can go to Rhode Island. I can go to New York. There's other options. That's why the price is high here.
Well, but then you create this, because that was my next one. Because I know people who go to Massachusetts, and that creates this sort of negative feedback loop because, you know, the prices have to come down then to make it more attractive, right? And then, then people are going to have existential crises and go out of business here. Like, I mean, if people are going to go where it's least expensive, so as long as it stays high, the business isn't going to grow and businesses are going to fail.
I think you're probably right that there's a little bit of concern there. Some of the sales data is not as good as it might be. But I tend to think that a lot of, I'm sorry for just fumbling my words here,
no,
but the,
no.
the, uh, I spoke to a cultivator the other day who was saying that a really measured approach will at least allow the market to react without without dropping the price so much. And remember, what we've seen instead of places going out of business so far in Connecticut, anyway, you're right, it may be true, is we've seen people, we've seen dispensaries slow to get started. We've seen cultivators slow to get started. They're trying to find their own niches in the market. And I think that makes sense. What I hear people are more concerned about, what I mean by people is, both customers and producers, is that we don't have the availability of products that they have in Massachusetts. If you go to Massachusetts, you can buy melatonin-infused cannabis gummies. Yeah. You can't do that here. You know, you go to Massachusetts and it's a boutique experience where, there's a sommelier, a bud tender who talks you through the process. And we don't really have that here in Connecticut. And I think that is something that is more concerning to a lot of folks than the price.
Yeah, it's a fair point. You go in there and they'll ask you what kind of stuff are you looking for? And then they'll sort of weave you through the, you know, even if you don't know the strain differentials and all that sort of stuff. So it's a very good point. Jordan Fenster from CT Insider joining us here on Brian & Company. Before I move on, because you have a couple other stories, or at least one I wanted to ask you about, is there anything else to this story that you could find at ctinsider.com that you want to add that I didn't allow you to bring up?
This particular about price, I would encourage people to look at, if you're comparing prices in Massachusetts, I'd look at the prices at various points in the state. If you'll notice, in Massachusetts, the prices are much lower on the border of Connecticut. Yeah. Because they know that they're drawing people from Connecticut. And, you know, the prices elsewhere in Massachusetts are just as high in some cases as they are here. So yeah. it's a complicated market and not something very easy to determine.
Yeah, and it's going to be, obviously it's a nascent market too, and it'll be interesting to see how things progress as it becomes more mature. I wanted to ask you, wrote about the spike in anti-Semitic incidents in Connecticut, and I just wanted, if you don't mind, sharing the perspective of some of the data.
The 170% increase in 2023 over 2022 in incidents that the Anti-Defamation League considers anti-Semitic. That's, swastikas drawn on walls, harassment. There were no assaults in Connecticut, which is nice. Nationally, what I found interesting most about that was that nationally, there was actually 140% increase in anti-Semitic incidents, which means that Connecticut beat the national numbers. But we weren't one of the top states, even by population. But again, what I find interesting nationally is in the months of October, November, and December, there were more anti-Semitic incidents than there were in any single year that the ADL has been tracking this data. So that since the war in Gaza and Israel began, there were more anti-Semitic incidents in America than there had been in any single year that the ADL has been tracking this data since 1979.
Wow. it's funny because, I want to talk to Senator Murphy in a few minutes, and this is an aside, you don't even have to comment on this, but one of the things I'm thinking about is that, Iran is, I think, trying to bait Israel, and I think they're timing it because sentiment against Israel is sort of like at its worst. And I think that this data sort of shows that, right? So I think that's a pretty interesting piece of information. Jordan, thanks for the time. I appreciate it. The stuff's great. If you want to go to ctinsider.com, and if you click on one of his stories and you click on his name, then you'll get to all of his bylines if you want to look back at the marijuana piece or the anti-Semitic piece with the data points is from 2 days ago. Jordan, thanks for the time. Have a great day.
Yes, you too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.